Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishneh Torah, one perek each day. Today we'll be learning Hilchot Tefillah, Perek Gimel. In this perek, the Rambam discusses the appropriate time of day for each of the three regular daily tefillot, as well as the occasional tefillot of Musaf and Ne'ilah. And he introduces the concept of Tefillat Tashlumin, that is, making up a tefillah one neglected to say in its proper time. Halacha Aleph. Tfilat HaShachar, mitzvata sheyatchil lipalel im hanetzach chama, uzmana ad sof sha'a revi'it, shehu shlish hayom, v'im avar ota'a vipalel achar arba ad chatzot hayom, yatza yidei chovat tfilah, aval lo yatza yidei chovat tfilah bizmana, shekeshem shemitzva tfilah min haTorah, kach mitzva midivrehem, lipalel ota bizmana, shetiknu la chachamim unvim. We begin with the correct time for Shacharit. Here the Rambam says that its time begins at sunrise. But in Halacha Zayin of this parak, he adds that b'di'eved one is yotze even if he says shacharit as early as alot ha-shachar. Poskim agree that laborers who need to start their workday very early can daven even l'chatchila as early as alot ha-shachar. The time for shacharit ends after 4 hours. And recall that hour in halachic time, and whenever we use the term in this parak, is 1/12 of the daylight period of the day. So 4 hours just means a third of the daylight time of the day. Why 4 hours? Recall that Shacharit was enacted corresponding to the Tamid Shel Shachar, the communal morning sacrifice, and this korban was always offered by the end of the 4th hour of the day. B'di'eved, if one missed this time, he may daven Shacharit as late as midday, Chatzot Hayom, because in theory, the Tamid Shel Shachar can be offered at any time before noon. Interestingly, some poskim allow saying Shacharit for an additional half of a halachic hour, that is, until 6.5 hours into the day. We'll see why in the next halacha about mincha. Halacha bet. Kvar amarnu, shetfilat mincha kneged zman tamid shel bein ha'arbaim tiknu zmana. Ulefi shaya tamid karev b'chol yom b'teisha u'mechetza, tiknu zmana miteisha sha'ot u'mechetza, v'hi anikreit mincha ktana. ולפי שבערב הפסח שחל להיות בערב שבת, היו שוחטין את התמיד בשש ומחצה, אמרו שהמפלל מאחר שש ומחצה יצא, ומשהגיע זמן זה, הגיע זמן חיובה, וזוהי הנקראת מנחה גדולה. Mincha was enacted corresponding to the Tamid Shel Bein Ha'arbaim, the communal afternoon sacrifice, which was typically offered 9.5 hours into the day, that is, a little more than 3/4 through the duration of the daylight period, in the mid-afternoon. From this point until the end of the day, 2.5 halachic hours is called Mincha Ktana, and this is the ideal time for Mincha according to the Rambam. But the earliest time of the day that Tamid Shel Bein Ha'arbaim can be offered is 6.5 hours into the day, and it would in fact be offered this early whenever Erev Pesach fell on a Friday, in order to allow time afterwards for everyone to have his Korban Pesach not only shechted, but also cooked before the start of Shabbat. And therefore, Mincha may be said from as early as 6.5 hours, and this is known as Mincha Gdolah. From the Rambam, it sounds like lechatchila one should daven during mincha ktana, that is, after 9.5 hours, and only b'di'eved is one yotze with mincha gdola. The Shulchan Aruch says this as well, but later Achronim think that it's fine even lechatchila to daven mincha gdola, and this is the general practice today. An interesting question which comes up here is, why does the time of the Tamid Shel Bein Ha'arbaim, and with it the time of Mincha Gdolah, begin only at 6.5 hours, and not at 6 hours, that is, noon, exactly halfway through the day? There are two answers among Rishonim, and there is evidence from the Gemara to support each answer. One possibility is that really the time of the Tamid Shel Bein Ha'arbaim and of Mincha does begin after 6 hours, but in the days before mechanical clocks, one could not be sure that 6 hours had passed until 6.5 hours, when the sun was clearly in the western part of the sky. Another understanding is that fundamentally, the time of the Tamid Shel Bein Ha'arbaim and of Mincha begins only 1/2 hour into the 2nd half of the day, not because of any doubt, but simply because this is what the term Bein Ha'arbaim means. There are two immediate nafkaminot between these understandings. What if someone davens Mincha a little too early, during the 1/2 hour just after midday? According to the first understanding, he should be yotzei b'di'eved, but according to the second understanding, he certainly won't be. This question is a debate among Achronim quoted by the Mishneh Berurah. And we mentioned earlier an opinion that b'di'eved one can say shacharit until half an hour after midday, that is, until 6.5 hours have passed. This clearly is tenable only according to the second understanding, that fundamentally the time for mincha begins at 6.5 hours, allowing for the possibility that the time for shacharit continues after noon and until that point. In Halacha Gimel, the Rambam quotes a custom many people had in his day to say mincha twice, once as the obligatory mincha and once as a tefillat nedava. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this custom, but adds, as we've mentioned in his name in Perek Aleph, that only someone who is very confident that he can maintain the proper kavanah from beginning to end should engage in tefillat nedava at all. Halacha Dalet. Halamadata shizman mincha gdola mi shesh sha'ot u'mechetza ad teisha u'mechetza. Uzman mincha ktana mi teisha u'mechetza ad shiisha'er min hayom sha'ah u'revia. V'yesh lo lipalel ota ad shetishka hachama. The Rambam mentions here two possible ending times for mincha, 1.25 hours before sundown, known as plag hamincha, and sundown itself. This is a debate between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah in the 4th Perek of Masechet Brachot, not only about the latest one can daven mincha, but also the earliest one can daven ma'ariv. For Rabbi Yehuda, the dividing line between the times of these two tefillot is plag hamincha, because in practice, the tamid shel bein harbayim was always offered by then. For Chachamim, the dividing line is sundown, because in principle, the tamid shel bein harbayim can be offered until that time. The Rambam here seems to accept the opinion of the Chachamim, with a preference l'chatchila to follow the earlier time of Rabbi Yehuda. This seems to contradict the conclusion of the Gemara, as we'll explain after reading the next halachot. Halacha hei, tfilat hamusafin zmana achar tfilat hashachar, ad sheva sha'ot bayom, v'mipalel achar sheva sha'ot afo pi shepasha, yetza idei chovato, mipnei shezmana kol hayom. Tfilat ha'erev, af al pi she'ina chova, ha'mipalel ota, yesh lo lipalel mitchilat ha'layla ad she'ale amud ha'shachar. Tfilat ni'ila, kidei she'ashlim ota samuch lishkiat ha'chama. Musaf should be said after shacharit, as the name Musaf, meaning additional, implies. And as for the ending time, the Rambam gives a similar psak to the last halacha. Chachamim in the same Mishnah hold that Musaf can be said until sundown, because in principle, the Korban Musaf could be offered all day. But Rabbi Yehuda limits the time to 7 hours into the day, because in practice, the Korban Musaf was always offered by then. Again, the Rambam rules that l'chadchila one should follow the time of Rabbi Yehuda, and one who doesn't is called a poshea, negligent. But b'di'eved, he can say Musaf until sundown. Regarding the tefillah of Ne'ilah, which we say at the end of Yom Kippur, but used to be added at the end of other communal fast days as well, the Rambam says that this should be completed before sundown. But later poskim allow it to be continued later than this, until Tzeit HaKochavim or even later. In Israel, Kohanim say Birkat HaKohanim at the end of Ne'ilah, and so Ne'ilah must be completed before sundown, as Birkat Kohanim can only be said during the day. At the beginning of Halacha Vav, the Rambam says that Ma'ariv can be said from the beginning of the night, meaning sundown, until Alot HaShachar. His psak is surprising, as he seems to be accepting the view of the Chachamim, that the time of Ma'ariv begins only at sundown, not at Plag HaMincha like Rabbi Yehuda. But the Gemara there, Masechet Brachot, clearly reaches the conclusion of Da'avid Kamar Avid u Da'avid Kamar Avid, meaning one can choose either opinion, that of the Chachamim or that of Rabbi Yehuda, and follow it consistently. And this is the ruling of the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam's understanding of that Gemara becomes clearer when we read the second half of Halacha Zayin. Yesh lo lipalel tfilat arvit shelele Shabbat be'erev Shabbat kodem shetishka ha'shemesh. V'chein mipalel arvit shal motzei Shabbat b'Shabbat, lefi shetfilat arvit reshut, ein medakdekin bizmana, ubilvad shiikra kriyat shma be'onata achar tzeit hakochavim. The Rambam evidently understands that really Chachamim are correct. The time for Mincha is until sundown, and the time for Ma'ariv starts only at that point. But since Ma'ariv is fundamentally optional, et filat reshut, we are lenient to allow saying it before sundown, as early as Plag HaMincha. And he brings the common example of saying Ma'ariv early on Friday night. This is the practice many have of starting Shabbat early during the summer months. the Rambam would seem to have no problem with davening Mincha after Plaga Mincha, and then davening Mariv before Shkiat HaChama, before sundown, even though this is against both the opinion of the Chachamim, because of the Mariv before sundown, and that of Rabbi Yehuda, because of the Mincha after Plaga Mincha. Both the Mishneh Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan rule that one should not do this, but rather one must say both Mincha and Mariv in a manner consistent with one of the Tanaim. And so when starting Shabbat early, one should be careful to daven Mincha before Plag HaMincha. And the Rambam adds at the end a reminder which is relevant even when davening Mariv after sundown. Recall that Zman Kriyat Shema begins only at Tzeit HaKochavim, after the emergence of several stars, as this is the definition of B'Shochbecha, as we discussed in Hilchot Kriyat Shema. And so it is critical to repeat Kriyat Shema after Tzeit HaKochavim whenever Mariv is said earlier. Halacha Chet. Kol mi sha'avar alav zman tfila v'lo yipalel, b'meizid ein lo takana, v'eino mishalem. B'shogeg o sha'ya anus o tarud, mishalem o ta tfila b'zman tfila hasmuchala, u'makdim tfila achorna, v'achareya mipalel et ha'tashlumin. If someone misses the time of a tfila due to negligence, he cannot make it up. But if he missed it because he forgot, or couldn't muster sufficient kavanah or free himself from some other commitment in order to say the tefillah, then he can make it up in the next tefillah. Meaning, in the next tefillah, he says the Amidah twice, where the first one belongs to the tefillah of that later time, and the second one is compensation, tashlumin, for the earlier tefillah that he missed. The Rambam brings examples in Halacha Tet. If someone missed Shacharit, then when he davens Mincha, he says two Amidot, the first for Mincha, and the second to make up Shacharit. If he misses Mincha, and sundown has passed, he says two Amidot in Ma'ariv, the first for Ma'ariv, and the second to make up Mincha. Note that this can be done despite the fact that a tefillah missed on one day is being made up on a different day, as the new day begins at night. And similarly for someone who misses Ma'ariv and makes it up in Shacharit. We'll see when we get to Perek Yud why it is relevant which Amidah is considered the Tashlumin and which isn't. In Halacha Yud, the Rambam brings an important limitation to this din of Tashlumin. Ta'a v'loy palel lo tfila zo v'lo tfila smuchala eino mishalem ela hachrona bilvad. Ketzad, ta'a v'loy palel lo shacharit v'lo mincha mipalel arvit shtayim v'achrona tashlume mincha aval shacharit ein la tashlumin shekvar avar yoma v'chein b'sha'ar tfilot. One can only make up a missed tfilah in the next tfilah, and not any later. So if someone misses shacharit, he can only make it up in mincha, not that night in ma'ariv. The Raiva disagrees, and believes that a tfilah can be made up later, but it must be in the first tfilah after he realizes that he missed one. So someone can make up a missed shacharit in ma'ariv, or for that matter the following day, or at any later time. But only if he didn't realize that he missed that shacharit before some earlier tefillah in the interim. If he did, then he is considered mazid in not saying the tashlumin at the first available opportunity, and so no further tashlumin is possible, as we saw in Halacha Chet. The machloket here between the Rambam and the Raivid may revolve around how to understand tefillah tashlumin. To use an analogy from school assignments, is tefillah tashlumin an extension, or is it a makeup? For the Rambam, halacha grants an extension of the timing of the missed tefillah. Usually it must be said until time X. Now there's an extension to whenever the next tefillah is said. If shacharit was missed, then fundamentally the second amidah added to mincha is an amidah of shacharit, just recited later than usual. So it makes sense that this extension period has a limit, and that limit is the latest time of the subsequent tefillah. But the Raivid may believe that the tefillah tashlumin does not really have the identity of the missed tefillah whose time has passed. It is a makeup tefillah, something new, which is done in place of the original tefillah, not an extension of the time of that missed tefillah. If someone missed shacharit on Monday, then the tefillah he says in its place is fundamentally not shacharit of Monday, whose time ended completely at midday Monday, but rather something new, tashlumei shacharit. As such, it does not need to be said with Mincha on Monday and can be said later, as long as he does not negligently allow to pass the first opportunity he has after realizing that he missed a tefillah. Halacha Yod Aleph. Hayu lefanav shtei tefillot, shel mincha v'shel musafin, mipalel shel mincha v'achar kach shel musafin, v'yesh mi shehora she'ein osin kein b'tzibur kedei shelo yitu. The Rambam concludes with a question which comes up periodically, especially on Yom Kippur, when Shacharit, Torah reading, and Yizkor can go until late. What if one gets to Musaf only after the time for Mincha has begun, that is, after 6.5 hours? Should he say Musaf first or Mincha? On the one hand, Musaf is supposed to be said right after Shacharit. And Lechatchila, Musaf is to be said by the end of the 7th hour, which is a very short time away. On the other hand, we have a rule of Tadir v'sheino Tadir, Tadir Kodim. We always give priority to the more common mitzvah and delay the less common one. And Mincha is far more common than Musaf, as it is said every day. The Rambam accepts the second view and rules in favor of saying Mincha first, but he quotes an alternative opinion that the tzibur should say Musaf first in this situation, just to avoid confusing the congregants, who are accustomed to prioritizing Musaf. The Shulchan Aruch rules that even an individual davening by himself may opt to say Musaf first. Thank you for joining me in learning today's parak of the Mishneh Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next parak.